The George Real Estate Group radio broadcast is celebrating 10 years on WHKP. The George Real Estate Group is celebrating 10 years on the radio live every Thursday morning at 10:05 on WHKP 107.7 FM and AM 1450 and streaming online at WHKP.com. Each Friday morning at 8:45, the George Real Estate Group presents the Hometown Hero Award to someone in our community who goes above and beyond to make our hometown a better place to live. Here's this week's Hometown Hero Show. 59. It's 8:45. Good Friday morning, everybody, and welcome to our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero Series. And we do this every Friday morning. Someone in our community stands out, or we get notified of a standout in our community, and we just love talking to them and about them, and this morning is no exception. But first, we got to talk to our buddy Noah George, who has returned like the prodigal son, and we're glad to have him back. We really are. How you doing, friend?
Good to be back.
And missed you.
It was grateful that, you know, it's always good to get away and take a little bit of a break. And,
yeah.
And by the way, I have to say thank you to my entire team. That, I mean, that's when you know you have the right people again.
That's
when
right.
Things just keep moving along and moving ahead. I've even joked. I said the more I get out of the way, the better things get. Like the, you know. So I just need to leave more. But no, things are great. A lot of things to be thankful for and grateful. The market. I mean, and grateful for our team at the George Real Estate Group and all our clients we've been able to help throughout the years. And you know, this year, again, every year we get to meet and help incredible people with their real estate needs. And that's regardless of the economy, regardless of the interest rates. We know real estate happens around life, and life happens. Again, could be a really positive reason, you know, why people are buying or selling. Could be a challenging reason, but we're there to walk alongside our clients. And the economy is the economy. The market's the market. I mean, just a quick snapshot. Our average price in Henderson County is at $540,000+. $540,000 in Henderson County single family homes. We're still averaging about 120 homes a month selling. But the inventory levels are so low. There's only 316 active single-family homes in the market, and that's why prices keep going up, because the demand continues. I mean, low inventory, sustained demand, even with these, you know, 7% interest rates.
It's amazing, and it doesn't seem to change. You keep saying about every month, you say the 316 homes on the end.
Yeah.
On the,
well, we were, at the beginning of the year, we were less than 300, but it's been right around, hovering around 300 for Henderson County. And again, I use single family homes. I mean, there obviously there's townhomes and condos and land that we're selling. I mean, I just use that as a snapshot. I mean, but every single day we're talking to clients, we're helping clients, and again, it's so fascinating how real estate is a life-driven event. I mean, you can't time the market. The market's the market. And so it's a privilege to walk alongside with our clients and the incredible agents that we have. And I also want to specifically mention Philip and, you know, him holding down the radio while I was out of town. And
such a pleasure to work with Philip Trees. It is always a pleasure. He comes here and we just have a conversation like you and I. He's an amazing guy.
Absolutely. And if you didn't catch any of those or want to catch any of our radio shows, we podcast all of them. You can find it on your favorite podcast platform, you know, Apple, Amazon, Alexa, Spotify. You know, you can look up George Real Estate Group. You can also find us online at realestatebygreg.com. You can stop by our office there in Flat Rock, 2720 Greenville Highway. And then, of course, just give us a call, 828-393-0134.
Okay, Noah, thank you so much, and we are here today to honor the memory of the late James Short. He is our George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero posthumously. He passed away recently after suffering a stroke 2 years ago, and Norman Osteen is here to help us to honor James. And good morning, Norman.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Let's talk for just a second about how you came to know the late James Short.
Well, when Matt Cumbo took a job at Edneyville High School, I went out there and saw him, and he asked me if I wanted to scout football. That's how I got there. And then I met Barry Bonnet, and they asked me if I wanted to wrestle, and we started coach wrestling. And I started a junior high team, too. I don't know if they had one up to that point. And there were four brothers named Short that wrestled.
Really?
That's how I met them.
Yeah, they lived out in the eastern end of the county.
They lived on Gillum Mountain.
Okay.
Across from Edneyville.
Gotcha. So that's when the friendship started, huh?
Yes, sir.
And they were quite young when you met them.
Well, David was the oldest. I think he was a junior. James was a freshman. Daniel was a freshman. They're pretty close in age. And then Stephen was a seventh grader, I think.
Well, tell us about then you became involved with James's wrestling career and his accomplishments in wrestling went all the way to the top. State championship in 1994.
Yes, sir. Well, we started a club. I wanted to start a club to help the program at Edneyville. And first year I had it, James is the only one that would do anything. And I was still wrestling at the senior level, so I would wrestle with him, and we would go off on the weekend and wrestle. And the success of James after that first year just made the club explode.
Wow.
We just had a huge run with the club after James's success.
And this is the Strong and Courageous Wrestling Club?
Yes, sir.
Which is, it's nationally known for producing champion wrestlers, but and more importantly, on Christian values.
Well, it started out as Edneyville Freestyle.
I said
that yesterday at his service. But I had decided when James and I were out of town, if we were out of town on a Sunday before we got back, we'd go to church. And he was a good moral young man, even as a 14-year-old, and I just decided it needed to be a Christian ministry.
Yeah.
And I was talking to an old football coach out there, Joey Haynes at the time, and we were trying to come up with names where people would know what it stood for. And I told this story yesterday. It was suggested Gideon's Army, and little James said, well, he wasn't so little, but he was young. He said, Coach, you'll think you're Gideon. He says, we got to have another name. And so we settled in on Strong Courageous.
That's amazing. His faith was absolutely part of his story.
He's in a better place than we are. He accepted Jesus Christ. There's no doubt in my mind where he's at.
Incredible.
That's good. That's good. Well, after high school, he kept on going with the wrestling, right?
Well, a lot of people talk about how tough he was, but they don't realize how hard he worked. He was a phenomenal little athlete as a freshman, and I think he finished fourth that year. And he was given the state champion a scuffle.
A freshman?
Oh, yeah. And I think he could have won it, but he pulled the guy on top of him and got in trouble and lost that match. And the next 2 years, he really should have won it, but he finished second both years.
Wow.
But he got better and better in off-season, freestyle and Greco. And his junior year, we went to the Nationals, and he said, I'm going to be an All-American. He finished fifth. Well, the next fall, he had an injury that prevented him from playing football his senior year, and we thought it was over for him as an athlete. And I can't remember how it came about, but we found a doctor that had actually worked with football players for the Atlanta Falcons, and he had a neck and shoulder problem, and he helped him out. And he came back and wrestled, and he won a state title, and he won an Olympic national – he won a Greco national championship in
wow.
Fargo, North Dakota. He was a high school All-American. He signed with Clemson immediately after, and they redshirted him. And I went down there to watch Carolina and Clemson wrestle, and he pulled me to the side, and he said, Coach, Clemson's going to drop. I said, no, they're not, James. They finished third before you come down here. The year before, they'd finished third. But they had committed a violation, and to save all their other sports, they kept the NCAA off campus, and they dropped their wrestling team. and we had a time getting him out of there. They wouldn't release his transcript, but they finally did, and then he went to Purdue, and he was winning in the Big Ten, and I thought he needed to wrestle at the Division I level, but they tried to cut him too low. And James was a big, stout kid, and they cut him to 165. And I went and watched him wrestle, and he had his wrist taped up. And I said, "What's going on with you?" And he said, "I got a sprained wrist." Well, we found out at the end of the year he had broke his wrist, and he had an iron plate in his forearm after that. And I was furious, and he was like, "I'm going to quit wrestling. I'm done." Well, by that time, I was at Gardner-Webb University, and I said, "James, just come home and wrestle at Gardner-Webb." And he did, and he came here, and he's an All-American.
That's amazing.
And then he finished college, and I had a connection with the Army team, and he joined the Army and went and wrestled for them. And he was on the Olympic ladder for a few years.
Wow.
And we had a guy in America named Jake Clark. It was just pretty tough, and that was our representative. And I had a friend that was on that team too that I got to meet later named Jason Lakitas. And I asked Jason when James was done wrestling, I says, "Was I wrong?" I says, "Was James just not of that caliber?" He said, "James was not selfish enough." He said, "James helped the other wrestlers. He was involved in his church." He said he didn't do what he needed to do to sell out. He said he could have been our number one guy for about 3 years. He says, "There's no doubt in my mind." That's what Jason told me.
What a story. And he was inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame in 2017, I see here.
At Gardner-Webb.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's amazing. Yeah. And was on the participated in the U.S. Olympic trials in 2000. Again, that's what you're referring to.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, talking about being selfless, he served in the Army and had a number of tours.
Yeah, they called him back to active duty after he quit wrestling, and that's really the only time I wasn't in touch with him. There was about a year I didn't even know where he was at. And he saw some bad things. He and I have talked a little bit, but
he did two tours with Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes. Yeah. And he returned to Colorado after the military, right?
He did. He came here for a while, and he worked with me for about 3 months, and he said he wanted to coach with me, and but he had start he was training people out in Colorado.
Yeah.
He was working as a personal trainer, and we talked about different things. Mississippi didn't have wrestling at the time. They still don't have much, and we decided, he was talking about, let's go to Mississippi and just create wrestling in Mississippi, but I had this club was going big here, so
right.
I said I can't leave the kids here. And but then he met Jackie, his wife, and he wasn't coming back in.
And that was it.
He actually came here and interviewed for a job at Cherokee High School because they had offered me a job on the reservation about 5 years ago, and it didn't work out. So he moved back here actually to help me with wrestling. He said, "You're not going to retire. We're going to keep Strong and Courageous going." And I'll tell you a story about Jackie in a second. And we were up and going. We had camps and clinics and stuff going. And we actually had one. I think it was March 19th. And he had a stroke the next morning.
Uh-huh. Well, gosh, man, I really am impressed with this guy and your association with him. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and telling us about the accomplishments of the late James Short. We have a certificate that we would appreciate you getting into the hands of Jackie.
Okay.
And his two beautiful daughters, Noah, that I know will...
Rachel and Ashley, and again,
yeah.
Just, again, incredible. And again, he was remembered for his brilliant smile, unbeatable work ethic, unshakable positivity, servant's heart, and kindness and care. He gave to everyone.
And there was a celebration of life that took place yesterday morning at 10 o'clock at Upward Christian Fellowship here in Hendersonville.
Yes, sir.
So, again, Norman, thank you so much. You are currently still coaching some wrestling at North Henderson, right?
I coach at
West Henderson. West Henderson, okay.
Now, yeah. But Jackie told me that the enemy had attacked James, but that enemy didn't know who they were dealing with now.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much. Yeah. Noah, thank you so much, and join us every Friday morning for the George Real Estate Group Hometown Hero.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and join us again next Friday.
Hey, guys. It's Lucy Miller George, your favorite 9-year-old, and I'm here to talk about the George Real Estate Group. Are you ready to sell your home and move on to bigger and better things? Well, let me tell you. My family knows a thing or two about selling houses. We have the experience of helping over 1,300 families. And let's be real, selling your home is a big deal. But with our expert guidance and our terrible dad jokes and Lucy jokes, we will make the process as easy and painless as possible. Want to hear a joke? Why did the real estate agent cross the road? To get to the other listing! Okay, maybe our jokes aren't the best, but our selling skills are definitely are. Give us a call today, 828-393-0134. Have a nice day.
The George Real Estate Group is located in Flat Rock, North Carolina, near Hendersonville in Henderson County. You can find them online at realestatebygreg.com. The George Real Estate Group can be reached at 828-393-0134 or stop by their office at 2720 Greenville Highway, Flat Rock, North Carolina. Tune in live each week on Thursdays at 10:05 a.m. on WHKP 107.7 FM and 1450 a.m. or stream online at WHKP.com or download these podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. The George Real Estate Group brings you the WHKP Hometown Hero Series every Friday morning at 8:45.